Welcome to The Motivated Mind, where I challenge you to expand your perspective on how to achieve a successful life through motivational lessons, reflections, and interviews with other motivated minds. What is up? Welcome to episode 241. Thanks so much for listening. It means so much to me. If I brought you any value, please be sure to leave a review and hit that subscribe or follow button. Don't be a stranger. Shoot me a DM on Instagram or Facebook. Let me know what you want to hear more of. And please be sure to share the podcast. I'm truly grateful for your support. Thank you. Master your mindset in 2 weeks by joining my first cohort-based course. Increase your happiness by unlocking a growth mindset. Remove self-limitations and self-limiting beliefs. Move beyond what is holding you back by learning to change what you think, believe, and feel. Cohort-based courses offer students an opportunity to work alongside their peers, engage in active learning through hands-on projects, and a more interactive and immersive experience. Start investing in your most valuable asset, your mind, and join 143 other students that have already pre-enrolled. Click the link in the show notes to join my first cohort-based course today. There are limited seats in this cohort, so I recommend joining soon. Enrollments close September 25th. Success doesn't just happen to certain people. Successful people are who they are because of their mindset. Success and happiness is only possible with the right mindset. Our mindset is the controller that overrides everything. So what are some mindset shifts that will propel us to success? How do we achieve true personal transformation to go after our dreams? Number one, time is finite. The hard truth is this: we don't have forever. The one thing that continues to run shorter and shorter every day is our time. That means that we need to shift our focus to using our time wisely. We need to use what precious time we do have in the most impactful way possible. And this is accomplished in a few different ways. Start focusing on the big movers, not the small movers. This means we hyper-focus on the impactful action that will move us closer towards our goals, not the small trivial things that move us inch by inch and hold us in our comfort zone. These safe moves ultimately hold us back. They give us the impression that we are making progress, but if we're honest with ourselves, we realize they are not the true challenges that will propel us forward. Stop staying in the job you hate or relationships that are toxic. If we're miserable, it is up to us to change our situation. It is up to us to move into a position that relieves that misery and pain. Stop trading 5 days of pain and suffering for 2 days of freedom, the weekend. Most of the world is trading 2/3 of their life for a taste test of freedom. That is a losing battle, one that lands us in a constant state of mental struggle and keeps us further away from happiness. This is the only life that we get. And if that is the case, we should strive to live a life that is fulfilling, one filled with happiness, one where we don't torture ourselves. Every day we have choices. Those choices can either make us a prisoner of our own cell or bring us to force where we can construct our own kingdom. Number two, change how you think about things. It all starts in our mind. We all can change how we react to what happens in our lives. The right mindset is what sets the tone for everything that we do in life. As you've heard me say before, The right mindset is the great unlock to all other skills. The thoughts that bounce around in our mind are the things that come to fruition. That means negative or positive. So, being able to make the right shift allows us to think and believe the things that will drive our happiness and success will come true. Those thoughts are the thoughts that we inevitably act upon. The right mindset allows us to shift that gravitational pull of negativity, where we have a victim mentality, and shifts it to focus on the things that we can control and identify the things that we can't. Deciphering the two makes for a much more efficient and enjoyable journey through life. The shift of our mindset comes down to three pieces. First, start with positive self-talk. When we remove the curtain of negative self-talk, we get to the core of a healthy relationship with ourselves. Second, remove black and white thinking. We tend to have a binary mindset because it allows us to take highly complex things and funnel them into a simplified format. When we break through this binary thinking, we start to look at the world in a much different way. And third, start being more flexible. Life will never be smooth. When we sit to think about our speed bumps and ask ourselves the right questions, we can take value away from them. And when this happens, we start to welcome them with open arms. Mastering the right mindset is a constant practice, but it's one that, if practiced daily, will bring you substantially closer to the life you want. Number three, develop an attitude of gratitude. When we're grateful daily, we allow ourselves to notice more and more things that we can be grateful for. Make gratitude your default state of mind. Be grateful for the things you have achieved and the things you have. Acknowledge your success. It is almost impossible to experience negative emotions when we are thankful for what we have. If we always want what others have, we will never have enough. We will always want more. It's an endless cycle and one that will never lead to a life of happiness. Practicing gratitude allows us to appreciate all we've been working for. It sparks positive emotions. It allows us to feel alive. It allows us to capture everything that we've done in this life thus far. It gives us a window into appreciating our efforts and taking the opportunity to enjoy them. It allows us to appreciate adversity and build a stronger relationship with ourselves. When I was younger, I had a nasty habit of looking outward and always mentally grabbing the things that I wanted, that I didn't have. I lived in this constant hamster wheel of going after crap that had no actual meaning to me or value to my life. I created a mindset that tried to live a life of abundance, not an abundance of happiness, rather a mindset of abundance filler. I now spend every day being thankful for the life that I have, the opportunities that I have, the people I know, the people that I'm able to engage with. Constantly reminding myself of these things allows me to make a priority to surround myself with more of it, more happiness. I want more than anything for each of you to really think about that. Number four, happiness doesn't come from material things. Buying more things won't make you happier long term. Real happiness is peace. We are so quick to think that a new phone, a new car, a new pair of sneakers or jewelry will drive some sort of happiness. But that short-term thinking is exactly what creates a revolving door of more fillers tomorrow and the day after and the day after. Now, I'm certainly not saying don't ever spend money. And I'm certainly not saying don't reward yourself for your hard work and your accomplishments. But what I am saying is to be thoughtful around the emotions behind purchasing something, identifying a balance. Think about putting your money towards experiences rather than objects. The explosion of happiness behind an experience is much more long-lasting than buying a new watch. So many of us have this tendency to buy crap to impress our friends or former high school classmates or neighbors and even people we don't know. And ultimately, it leads to a lifestyle and mindset of short-term thinking, trying to impress those around us and completely disregarding our happiness and our needs. Those things do not address our happiness, at least not at the core of things. I promise you, if we dive deeper with ourselves and we are honest with ourselves, we can expose the fact that they are simply material things. They do not ultimately decide our happiness. They deteriorate with time. They erode. A clear sign of this is the habit formed around them. It's like a drug. Once the high wears off, we go back after it. Imagine shifting that habit to experiences rather than these short-lasting things, such as meeting someone who you admire, walking up to a random stranger and complimenting them, reading a value-packed book in the park, bringing your best friend out to dinner. These moments elicit feelings of happiness, pride, empathy, kindness, growth. These are long-lasting and a plus. They allow us to strive for a bigger vision. Here's a little bonus. If you feel yourself gravitating towards these compulsions, ask yourself this: how will this change my life? And be honest with yourself. Number 5, always remember your why. If you lost your way or you're struggling right now, start finding your why. It'll guide you through the toughest times. It's easy to slip into a world where we focus on the what. I want to start a business. I want to lose 30 pounds over the next 2 months. I want to write a book. I want to learn photography. And secondly, we then focus on the how. I will file for my LLC this week. I will eat healthier. I will start a Google Doc and write 5 pages per day. I will purchase a used Canon camera. While those are important, we forget the most critical piece, the why. Our why is what keeps us fueled to keep moving, to keep pushing. It's the driver to our happiness. The why allows us to gain perspective. And when our vision seems to be clouded, those moments when things feel stagnant, the why delivers that reminder, the kick in the ass to say to ourselves, this is why I started. This is why I work so hard each day. This is why this is so important to me. The what and the how are great, but they are secondary to the why. The why is our foundation. The what and the how, they shift constantly. The why is our solid footing. That solid foundation, it's the reason we are driven to get up bright and early every morning. It's the reason we prioritize working towards our goals. When we don't define the why, we get lost in the weeds. Those are the moments when our ship struggles to gain wind behind the sails. Here's a question you can always ask yourself when the wind seems to calm down. Why is this important to me? Our why is our anchor in storms. No matter how high the waves, how strong of a riptide, or how fast the winds are, our anchor keeps us in place to see clearly, to navigate forward, to pivot when needed. When we define our why, storms feel like a mist in the vegetable aisle at the grocery store. Number six, failure is just a false belief. Failure is just feedback. When looking at failure, we tend to hold on to all the things we should have done, could have done, the would-haves. The fact is, what is done is done. Holding on to these words and thoughts, it's completely useless. Reliving those moments only creates a deeper gash. By holding on to these moments, we throw our minds back through the gauntlet of pain that we just experienced. This not only causes more harm, but it also starts to blur our vision. It blurs all the good that comes with failure. Most importantly, it interrupts our ability to reflect and identify the key factors that led to failure. This becomes a matter of utilizing our time and energy towards the components that drive us forward, rather than the components that pull us backwards. Splitting the two apart is crucial. We need to learn to let things go. Once reflection and accountability begins, failure has served its purpose. So holding on to it merely acts as a weight slowing us down. The key here is clearing headspace. By clearing the space, we are allowing ourselves to focus on that reflection and accountability. If our minds are filled with clutter, it's going to be very challenging to see through to the lessons of failure. Be intrigued by mistakes. Understand that there is a lesson to be learned in everything that we engage in. Seek that message in everything. Enjoy effort. So to recap, number one, time is finite. We don't have forever. The one thing that continues to run shorter and shorter every day is our time. That means that we need to shift our focus to using our time wisely. We need to use what precious time we do have in the most impactful way possible. Every day we have choices. Those choices can either make us a prisoner of our own cell or bring us to force where we can construct our own kingdom. Number two, change how you think about things. It all starts in our mind. We all can change how we react to what happens in our lives. The right mindset is what sets the tone for everything that we do in life. The shift of our mindset comes down to three pieces. First, start with positive self-talk. Second, remove black and white thinking. And third, start being more flexible. Number three, develop an attitude of gratitude. If you're grateful daily, you'll notice more and more things you can be grateful for. Make gratitude your default state of mind. It is almost impossible to experience negative emotions when we are thankful for what we have. If we always want what others have, we will never have enough. Number four, happiness doesn't come from material things. Buying more things won't make you happier long term. Real happiness is peace. Shift material spending habits to experiences, meeting someone who you admire, walking up to a random stranger and complimenting them, reading a value-packed book in the park, bringing your best friend out to dinner. These moments elicit feelings of happiness, pride, empathy, kindness, growth. These are long-lasting. Number five, always remember your why. If you lost your way or you're struggling right now, start finding your why. It'll guide you through the toughest times. The what and how, those shift constantly. The why is our solid footing, that solid foundation. Our why is our anchor in storms. No matter how high the waves, how strong of a riptide, or how fast the winds are, our anchor keeps us in place to see clearly, to navigate forward. And number six, failure is just a false belief. Failure is just feedback. Be intrigued by mistakes. Understand that there is a lesson to be learned in everything that we engage in. Seek that message in everything. Enjoy effort. This week's shout out is by Everlasting Dance, who shared a review on Facebook. If you need motivation, here you go. Listen to the Motivated Mind podcast on Spotify. This is my go-to for the extra push. I make this part of my routine to get my day started on a positive note, set goals, and work towards my purpose. For an opportunity to be next week's shout out, please leave an honest review on the podcast. Send me a DM on Facebook or Instagram. You just might be the next shout out. Thanks for listening to The Motivated Mind with your host, Scott Lynch. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive into mindset shifts that will propel your success. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at @themotivated_mind and on Facebook at The Motivated Mind Podcast. Don't forget to join me every Monday and Thursday for new episodes. I love you all, and thanks so much for listening. The Motivated Mind is a legacy division.